you want to keep on dealing with the church of the living God. Now the text, as we said, is from 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15. It reads, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Matthew chapter number 16 and 18. This is Jesus talking to Peter concerning the revelation that was given to Peter concerning the identity of Jesus. He said unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when we started off this lesson, we looked at the first block there on your paper, which says that the church can only be entered in by the new birth. And last week, we started working on the church as a called out people. Now, I want to continue on a little bit more on that. The church is a called out people. As you see there in your paper in Acts chapter number 15 and 14, he said, "Simon hath declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name." When we are in the church, we are a people that have been taken out from everyone else. And we are taken out, and we now represent the name of Jesus. We now represent the name of Jesus. Let's go over to Isaiah 52 and 11. And then someone else get me John 15 and 19. Isaiah 52 and 11.
"He shall see out of the travail of his soul."
Yes.
"And shall be satisfied."
That's right.
"By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify me, for he shall bear their iniquity."
Okay. Is that Isaiah 52 and 11?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. 52:11. It's all right.
"Depart ye, depart ye."
Yes.
"Go ye out from them, touch no unclean thing."
Right.
"Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord."
That's true. That's true. Now, notice what the Lord is saying here, especially when he's talking about the called out people. He is telling them to do what? Depart ye. Depart ye. Go ye out from thence. In other words, come out from these people. And when you come out, this is what Corinthians is telling you, to touch not the unclean thing. Here it says, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. That's the truth, saints. See, we can't linger around where the Lord intend to remove us from. When the Lord is removing you from out of the earth, you can't linger around with it. Or else you're going to miss the rapture. You got to remember the Lord is sanctifying you now to make you ready for the what? The rapture. To make us ready for the rapture. The Lord told us to depart ye, touch no unclean thing, come out from the midst of her. And then he tells you when you come out to do something. So you just don't come out and be inactive. You come out to do something. What do I need to come out and do? He says to be ye clean. And do what? Bear the vessels of the Lord. Bear the vessels of the Lord. And be reminded, that's who you are. You are now the vessel of Jesus. You're the tool that Jesus uses in the earth to declare his name. Remember Simon said that the Lord have taken out from the people, taken out from them a people for his name. That's who the church is. The church is a people for the name of Jesus. Go over to what I say, John 15 and 19. John 15 and 19.
"That if you were of the world,"
right,
"the world would love."
That's right. That's right. That's right. Everybody got this in you? Your mind, if you were of the world, what would the world do? The world would love its own. Now, all of us, this has been proven to be true. The Lord lets you see that the world really don't like you. Everybody that you thought was your friend was there with you. They let you down all the time. Don't ever forget the disappointment you feel when someone doesn't respond the way you want them to respond. When they make you feel like you're not wanted. That's not how Jesus behaves himself. Jesus don't treat you that way. Jesus have never treated you like he did not want you. But the world will do that to you. World will make you walk around with your head all hanging down and be wondering, why is this going on? Why this one don't want to talk to me right now? That's not how Jesus behaves himself. Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus doesn't do that. And this is why if you look at John 15 and 19, the Lord is trying to give you some truth concerning the world. What did he say? If you were of the world, if you were of the world, what would the world do? The world will love you. You trying to force yourself to be in somewhere that you don't belong. You don't belong in that world. The Lord says, come out from what among them and be what? Be separate. Isaiah said, depart ye, right? Depart ye, meaning leave that person alone. Come out from the midst of her, right? Come out from the midst of her. Do not touch the unclean thing. When you come out from her, be clean. Be clean. In other words, be sanctified. Walk upright before Jesus. Do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Forget how other people think about you. And think about what the Lord says. Think about how you look in the eyesight of Jesus. Jesus smiles when he sees the saints walk upright before him. I believe that makes the Lord happy. When he looks in the midst of all of these people that love sin, and he sees a group of people that love him, right? Remember, you're around a whole lot of people, and they love sin. They made that choice. But you have decided to choose Jesus. You've decided. You've made that choice. You made the choice to say, I want to be saved. I want to learn a little bit more about Jesus. I want to please Jesus. That's why you don't get involved in everything. People say, well, why don't you drink? Why don't you smoke? Why don't you go here? Why don't you go there? Because I know that brings death. And I don't want to die. Ezekiel asked you a question. Why will you die? I'm answering that question. I don't want to die. But see, the world has made a choice. Jesus sees everything that you do as a choice. You're choosing to do everything that you're doing, whether it's come to church, whether it's to sit at home, whether it's to watch television, whether it's to pray, whether it's to fast, whether it's to be a glutton. Jesus sees it all. Jesus sees it all. And you have to realize, I made a choice to do these things. And I'm telling you, you don't want to choose sin. Why? Because the wage of it is death. Doesn't turn into anything else. The wage of sin is death. All right? Come on. Did you finish reading that in John?
And it says, the world would love its own.
That's right.
Because
you are not of the world.
But I have chosen you.
What did the Lord do?
He chose.
That's right.
Therefore, the world hates
you. What does the world do to you? See, you trying to fit in where you don't belong in. The world don't like you. Just because they smile and laugh, they don't like you. You're trying to fit in where you don't belong at. The world don't like you. Jesus have already showed you that I've loved you with an everlasting love. His love is not ending. It's going to be with you always. All you have to do is just let the Lord love you. Let the Lord love you, and in the midst of him loving you, love him back. Love Jesus back. Say, Lord, I appreciate you, the things that you do for me. I love you back. I love you back for what reason? Because you chose me. You, out of all the people in the world, Jesus chose you. That's what John 15 and 19 say. The ending part says the world hates you, but he says, I've chosen you. You are here because Jesus chose you to be here. That's the truth. Now jump over to Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and start at verse number 2. Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and start at verse number 2. That's a sanctified chapter from the Old Testament.
says that when the Lord our God shall deliver them before thee,
yes,
thou shalt smite them.
Smite them.
Utterly destroy them.
That's right.
Thou shalt make no covenant with them.
Don't make no agreements with the world.
Nor show mercy unto them.
Don't show no mercy to sin. Mm-hmm. Huh? One thing I've learned is the devil had his way within any of us, we would not be here right now.
Yes.
Only reason you are where you are is because Jesus held back the hand of Satan.
Yes.
He put restraints on that devil.
Yes.
And you say, how does that work? Look at Job. Job said when Satan came to Jesus and Satan desired to destroy Jesus and Jesus desired to destroy Job, Jesus asked Satan before he could even tell him what he wanted. Jesus, how you know Jesus knows all things. He said to Satan when Satan came in the midst, have you considered my servant Job? A man that walk upright, shoes equal.
Right.
This is what the Lord said about Job.
Yeah.
And then Satan says, I would have tried him, but you've got a hedge around him.
Right.
In other words, I'm limited.
Right.
I can't do what I want to do. We already know what he want to do. He want to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
But Jesus says, have you tried him? But and then why people say, well, why would the Lord let such a conversation go on between Jesus and Satan in Scripture? Because the Lord is exposing something concerning Satan's attitude towards you, towards those that the Lord have chosen. Well, what is Satan's attitude? He wants you. He wants you. Jesus told Peter that Satan had desired to have you. For what reason? That he may sift you like wheat. But I've prayed for you. Right? Huh? Come on, saints. You got prayer all around you. Even when you're not praying, prayer is still all around you. You got the name of Jesus all around you. Name of Jesus is what's keeping back Satan from doing what he want to do. Before y'all go over to Deuteronomy, go over to Job really quick. I ain't tend to go there. But I want y'all to understand how this process works. So you won't be so shocked when things come your way. It has to go through a process. Job chapter number 1 and look at verse number, starting at verse number 6. Chapter number 1 and start at verse number 6.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Yes.
And Satan came also.
And I tell you, I've been working on this for a little bit with you. I've been telling you, even though we are in here believing Jesus, there may be someone in our midst that is struggling, that does not believe the Lord, that is not, and when I'm talking about believe Jesus, I'm talking about willing to trust and rely on Jesus. And every now and then, we struggle in that. How do we struggle? Because I listen to what we say. I look at our behaviors. It says, I'm struggling to trust you. When you give into your sickness, you say, oh, that's what I can't do because I don't feel all that well. That means you're not trusting Jesus. You should be asking yourself a question. Who is it that's preventing me from doing what Jesus is telling me to do in the Word? And you got to be honest with yourself. If you know that, you say, well, Elder Scudder, I know the Lord says he will heal me, but there is no but. There's no but to that. You've got to walk in confidence, knowing that Jesus will do what? He said he'll heal you. You got to walk in confidence in that. No matter how you feel, you got to keep on relying and trusting in Jesus. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about believe the Lord. That's what I mean when I'm saying you got to believe Jesus. It just can't be something you say. You got to show the Lord, Jesus, I trust you. Lord Jesus, I'm relying on you. You may not feel good all the time. I don't feel good this morning. But I still am trusting Jesus. Some kind of way he's going to allow me to get through the thing that he's given me to do. My assignment. I have to declare the Lord's word. Lord called me to preach. I got to preach. He didn't say preach when you're feeling good, Stephen. Preach when your body is okay. He said preach the gospel to every creature. And I've got to fulfill my assignment. If I've got my job, you've got your job. Don't put that off on me, say, oh, the scutter, that's you. No, what about you? Lord gave you something to do too. And you've got to do it all of your heart, right? That's true. You got to do it with all of your heart. You can't put it to the side. You got to believe that the Lord is able. And when you're struggling in your belief, you got to ask the Lord, help my unbelief. You can't go through denial. You can't go through running around saying, well, this is the reason why I'm not. No. Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my faith. Help me to trust you and rely on you the way that you expect me to do it. Because all of these examples in the gospel, he's showing you what he expects from you. If he blessed that woman with the issue of blood, if he blessed that leper, if he blessed that insane man, you saw the results of people that trusted in Jesus. If he's done that for them, he say, no good thing will he withhold from you. As long as you do what? Walk up right before him. I've got to do my part. He said, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You got to realize the Lord has given me information. He's given me food for my soul. That food is his what? It's his word. And I got to take that word and do what? Trust it. I got to rely on it. I got to not lean to my what? Huh? Isn't that the truth? Your own understanding will get you way off in the left field. You got to keep it before yourself. The Lord's thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are what? Not my ways. Just like the heavens are high above the earth, so are his thoughts above what? Above my thoughts. That's why he tell you to set your affections on things where? Not on things on this earth. You want to know what's going to mess you up is when you start looking around you and start seeing things that you shouldn't see. You start feeling stuff that you shouldn't feel. Huh? You ain't get the Holy Ghost like that. If you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive it because you put your mind. You elevated your mind and you put your mind on Jesus. You don't get the Holy Ghost thinking on earthly stuff. You got to elevate your mind. You got to put your mind on the Lord Jesus. That's the only way you come through with the Holy Ghost. The more you think on the earth, your body, you will never be saved. But the minute you take your mind and you put it on Jesus, stop being a stargazer. You can't be something looking and saying, you can't be no stargazer. You got to look beyond the stars. Look at the maker of the stars and be in awe of his work. When you look at it, say, Jesus, you did all of this. You did all of this all by yourself, right? That's the truth. Let him know, Lord, if you did this, there's nothing too hard for you. No matter what I'm going through, there's nothing too hard for you. It may seem impossible. Huh? It may feel impossible. But Jesus, you've got the power to do it. Huh? Come on. You say, well, Scudder, that's not how I'm feeling. I'm trying to tell you it's another spirit in the earth that'll prevent you from seeing Jesus. Huh? Come on. He said, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are what? Lost. And whom the gods of this world, what? Huh? The God of this world have blinded their minds. Huh? He don't want you to see Jesus. He don't want you to see the light. He don't want you to see your potential. He wants you to be stuck in this world, realizing that this world is going to pass away and all of the lust thereof, right? That's the truth. All this stuff is gone. But if you put your trust in Jesus, you're going to escape this world. Huh? Didn't that ever happen to Lot's wife? Lot's wife put her trust in the earth. Huh? When the Lord told her to get out and don't you look back. She put her trust in the earth. Huh? Lot, he put his trust in Jesus. Because the Lord knows when he started running, he kept on running forward. And he did not let his wife's demise ruin him. And if that's true with Lot and his wife, you've got to have the same kind of way. Lord Jesus, put blindness on my eyes and don't let me look to the left or to the right, but help me to stay focusing on your coming, right? Whether this one want to do and that one don't want to do, I want to serve the Lord. You let that devil get in your mind, he will mess you up. And I'm telling you, he's coming. Satan is coming. He's coming for you. Huh? Scott, how do you know he's coming for you? Look at the process. Look at what the Lord has revealed to us concerning what is working in the spiritual realm. Huh? Come on, Job is giving us an eye, a window into the spirit world. Huh? When you look at Job chapter number 1 and verse number 6, you're looking at the spirit world. You're looking at the unseen things. The things that are working that you and I do not see. Huh? It ain't the flesh and blood. That's what Paul said. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness. Huh? In high places. Huh? Job is giving you insight into that spirit world. The world that you and I cannot see. The conversations that are going on in that spirit world. All about who? You. Huh? Oh yeah, you the topic of the discussion. In the spirit world, when that devil is going before Jesus and talking, you are the topic of discussion. Huh? He's got you in mind. Huh? Come on. How do you know that? Jesus gave us insight when he was on the earth and he was talking to Peter. As I said before, he said, Satan had designed to have you. How could Jesus know such a thing? Because he sees things we don't see. Jesus could see. Satan was itching after Peter. Huh? Huh? And the Lord said, I prayed for you. Huh? And Satan was not just itching after Peter. He was itching after all of the disciples. And he got one of them by the name of Judas. Huh? How do you know he got Judas? Because after it was all done, Jesus looked right at Judas and said, you've allowed Satan to fill your heart. Huh? Whatever you're going to do, go do it quickly, right? Oh, Jesus could see stuff that we could not see. That's why you got to learn to pay attention when the Lord is speaking to you, right? That's the truth. And you notice what he said about this in the Lord giving us insight into this spirit world. In Job chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Read, what does it say?
There was a day when the sons of God came
to present themselves before the Lord. What did the devil do? He came right there. Huh? Came right there. Huh? He's a bold creature. He's not ashamed. He's a bold creature. Huh? The devil gets you to sin so that you can be ashamed. But I'm trying to tell you, when the devil got a hold of your mind, you lose shame. Huh? That's why I thank the Lord, when you got a mind to be ashamed of things that you say, things that you do, that means the devil ain't got quite the grip that he desires to have. You still got hope to repent. You still got hope to change. But when you got a callous heart, there's no hope for you, right? Huh? Because that devil's a bold creature.
Yes, he is.
Huh? Devil will cuss you out and won't be ashamed, he said. Huh? That's when the devil got a grip on your mind. That's why you thank the Lord when the devil ain't got a grip on your mind. Huh? But you know somebody that the devil got a grip on their mind. Because they have no shame. Huh? They have no shame. They say what they want. They do what they want. They have no care. They don't care about you. They don't even care about themselves. Huh? That's why the Lord told you to come out from there. See, the Lord's trying to save you from yourself, right? You are your worst enemy. You don't know how horrible you could be when that devil got a hold of your mind. Huh? It was just a glimpse when you were in sin, but now you know too much. You know too much. Devil ain't going to do you like he did you when you didn't know him. Now that you know too much, if he get hold of you this time, he's going to kill you.
Amen.
He is going to kill you.
Amen.
Why? Because you know too much. Huh? You know too much. He going to fight you with everything inside of you. Because you know too much. You done felt too much. What did you feel? You felt life. He don't want you to know what life is. He don't want you to know what life is. He don't want you to know the life that's abundantly in Jesus. But he can just keep that grip on you. That's why you say that, saints, why we got to pray. This is what I meant when I was talking about on Friday night. You got to pray. You have to cry to the Lord, to ask the Lord to help these people that are in sin. Help them. Ask the Lord Jesus, be merciful unto them. Make Satan release his hold from upon their mind. Help them to see what sin really is. Sin is nothing to be happy about. Sin is nothing to be joyous about. Sin is death.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Sin is death.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
I see it. I see it. And I recognize it. It is all death. Huh? Come on. It has one purpose. And that's to destroy your life. Huh? Y'all understand that?
It has one purpose. That's to destroy your life so that you could be no more on earth, right? That devil wants you to go to hell before he gets there. Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
More souls go into hell. It boosts his confidence.
Jesus.
It makes him feel more confident. And how we know we're living in the last days? Because I see the devil. Huh? He seems to be more confident than he's ever been. Huh? Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
And when I look at the news and all the stuff that's going on, the devil seems to be more confident than he's ever been. And it ain't even got started yet. He's going to itch and itch a little bit more. He's a bold creature. Huh? My wife and I were sitting on the bed trying to hold and talk to her a little bit. You know, just trying to make her feel encouraged a little bit. She feel a little down about something. And I say, well, baby, come here. Come on over here. Come on over here. And no, all in while I was trying to do my husbandly duties to console my wife. Her mind, she saw on that television, this man looking like a woman. And took her distraction right off. She said, oh, no. And I said, what? And I turned around and I said, oh, Jesus. I felt like just cutting the television off. I can't even do my husbandly duties because of this foolishness on the television. It's the truth. Sin is all around you. It's all around you. That's why you got to be oh ever so careful. Realize the Lord told you to do something. Depart ye. Depart ye. Come out from her, right? All she is about death. Huh? Come on. I don't want to get off. That devil came right around the saints. Right around the Lord's creation. As the creation was presenting itself before Jesus. Now you know what they was coming to do. They was coming to praise him. Huh? But look right what came in the midst of the praise. Huh? That old devil. Huh? That's why you can't be shot. Just make sure he don't get in you. Huh? That's true. In the midst of praise, the devil be right there. You think you be having such a good time with the devil, he surely can't come here. Man, if he came here in the scripture, he'll come into this place. The devil's bold. He has no restraints. The things that you think, they say, oh, no, Satan can't go that low. Yes, he can. Huh? The devil will be so bad, we'll be in here praising. And the devil will give somebody a mind to go in the closets in the church and have sex. Huh? Y'all looked at it and said, oh, that's horrible. I'm trying to tell you how bold the devil is. He's a bold creature. He has no restraints. Will you respect the Lord? He don't respect Jesus. You be messing around on holy ground, looking at porn. And then come back into the church as though you didn't do anything wrong. Go out in the parking lot, cuss somebody out, come back in the church, crying down, praising Jesus. Huh? But the scripture done told you, a fountain can't bring both sweet and bitter at the same time. It's either what, one or the other. Huh? James said, these things ought not to be. Huh? This is not what comes from above. This is that stuff that is on the earth, right? It's devilish, it's sensual. Right? It's full of hypocrisy. Huh? Come on, read a little bit more.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
"Whence coming? Where in the world are you coming from?"
Going to and fro in the earth.
In the earth. That's how I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you the Lord gave you a glimpse of the spirit world. Satan had left the earth to go into the presence of who? Jesus. Huh? He left the earth to go into the presence of Jesus. But Jesus let Satan tell you what he was doing before he got there. What was he doing, Jesus? He says, I'm going up and down in the earth, to and fro. Peter gives you a little bit more on that. He said, that devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, right? That's what Jesus was talking to Peter, said, Satan had desired to have you, that he might do what? Sift you like wheat. He's the author of confusion. Huh? He's a liar. He's a murderer. He abode not in the truth. He's a divider of the brethren. He causes division. when the saints are designed to be a harmonious creature. You got the Holy Ghost working you. You're designed to be harmonious. You can't tell me the Lord can't come in our midst. When we all put our minds on Jesus, it will be like something we've never experienced. He will allow us to sit in heavenly places. And the devil just wants to stop that from happening. You be praising the Lord. The devil will take your mind. Be snatching it. You be looking at somebody rejoicing. Now, they ought not to be praising the Lord like that. Who are you? Are you the critic of praise? Huh? Are you the critic of praise? Ain't got to be all like that, all moving like that. Do you become the critic of praise? Huh? And you don't even realize the devil got a hold of your mind, even in the midst of praise. But just imagine if you forgot about yourself and all of those that are doing whatever they're doing, and you concentrated on Jesus for yourself. Imagine what you will experience. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, the devil is here. He's walking up and down in the earth. Huh? That what the scripture said? I didn't say it. This is the devil's answer to the Lord. The Lord asked Satan, where are you coming from? The devil answered Jesus and said, from going to and fro in the earth. Huh? You the fool worried about Mars and the moon and Jupiter. The devil ain't attacking there. He's attacking the earth. Because that's where the Lord put the people. That's where the Lord put the souls. Huh? We spending millions and millions of dollars on satellites trying to find out what's on there. But the devil ain't there. You need to spend that money on fighting Satan. And you can't fight him with no missiles and no bullets. Huh? How can we fight the devil? You got to resist him. Huh? It's the name of Jesus. That's a strong arm. Devil only recognizes one power. And that's the power of Jesus' name. That's the only thing going to work. That's the only thing going to work. And I'm trying to tell you, the government is not investing in that. Huh? They're trying to invest in everything but the name of Jesus. Huh? That's true. Millionaires, billionaires, investing in everything but the name of Jesus. Anything to keep you socially connected. Huh? But spiritually disconnected. Huh? That's what they're doing right now. Trying to keep you and I spiritually disconnected. Devil don't want you to get to Jesus. Because he knows if you get to Jesus, he loses that battle, right? Truth. That's why it says he's going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Look at verse number 8.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
yes.
As thou
now, do you all understand this? This is how the process works. When the devil comes your way, this is what happened before he got to you. Everybody understand that? I'm going to say it again. Before the devil comes your way, this is what happened before he got to you. Put your name in that scripture, right? Jesus says to Satan, have you considered my servant, Stephen? Whatever your name is, James, Gloria, whatever your name is, Jesse, your name is right there, just like Job's name was. Huh? And Jesus is recommending you. Huh? He's putting you out front. Why? Because you said, Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I love you. You said it out your mouth. And the devil said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put that one to the test. Huh? Well, you say, well, the devil, well, if he working on James, he can't work on me. You don't even know how the devil works. He's a disembodied spirit. He can work on millions at the same time. Huh? When y'all saw all them folk riding in the street, Philadelphia was full of destruction. But do you realize that same spirit was in all kind of cities? All around the earth. It just wasn't Philly. Washington was dealing with it. Seattle was dealing with it. California was dealing with it. New York was dealing with it. You said, well, Elder Scott, how many devils are there? Huh? Well, one writer said they're legion. Huh? Yeah. In other words, there's a whole lot of them. Right. Yeah. But all of them got the same objective. Right. To steal, kill, and destroy, right? It's true, saints. They destroyed the cop cars. Yeah. They shot the police officers. Yeah. Huh? Destroyed the businesses. Steal. Kill. So you can't tell me that was Jesus. You can't tell me that was Jesus. And those that didn't go out there, they was in agreement with it. My wife co-worker told her, said, I agree with it. I told them to burn it down. And she wasn't even out there. But that same spirit that was out there was in her. Now I'm trying to tell you, the devil ain't playing games with you. All he want to do is get a hold of your mind. He ain't playing no games with you. Where you would think the common sense thing would say they need to stop. Yeah. But here you are, a senior citizen, yeah, in your home, ain't got the ability. So he said, I can't do what they doing, but if I had the strength, I'd burn it down too. Uh-uh. Yeah. But that's what happened when the devil got a hold of your mind. That's how you know Satan is a disembodied spirit. Huh? He ain't no red creature with horns and a tail and a pitchfork. That's trying to make a mockery out of really what is going on. So that you can sit there, oh, that little devil. Oh, he's a little devil. He's nothing to play around with. He's trying to take your life. Huh? Come on, he's trying to take your life. Read a little bit more.
Have you considered my servant Job?
Yes. None like you. See what the Lord can say about you? Do you want the Lord to say that about you? That there's none like Stephen in the earth. Huh? Keep going. What kind of person? A perfect and an upright person. Huh? One that fears Jesus and escheweth evil. Huh? Keep going. In other words, is Job putting his trust in you for nothing? Now look at what Satan is telling you. Satan is telling you his problem, his limits. Verse number 10 is telling you Satan has limits. Y'all understand that? We serve the Almighty God. Jesus is all powerful. Satan is not. He has limits. He makes you feel like his attacks cannot be overcome. They make you feel like you're overwhelmed by his attacks. But he has limits. If you would just lift up your voice and call on the name of Jesus, you will see the Lord's power, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You'll see the Lord's power. Over who? That devil. Read a little bit more. See, this is the limits. A hedge around him.
And about his house.
Yeah.
And about all that he has.
Have y'all ever felt that? When the devil attack your body. I know it's nobody but the devil be attacking sometimes. Mm-hmm. When he attack your body, it make you feel like you can't do this or can't do that. But then you find you got the ability to do one thing. And you say, well, I can't hardly, my throat, my head is bothering me. Oh, I just feel like I can't make it. But then you get up and you start walking. Yeah. See, the devil don't want you to realize I still got an ability. I still can do something. Huh? I ain't got to sit by the side of the road. Huh? Talking about I can still do. That lets you know he has limits. Huh? If it was up to him, you wouldn't be able to do nothing. He will have you in a vegetable state. Without the activities of none of your limbs.
That's true.
But Satan has limits. Right. See, the Lord puts a what? A hedge. Right. Huh? Now, I'm going to show you how the hedge works. He said, Satan said, you got a hedge on him.
About his house.
About his house.
About all that he has.
Isn't that something? So that means Satan was trying, but he just could not get to him. He couldn't get to him. He couldn't get to his house. And he couldn't get to none of the stuff he owned, right? Read a little bit more.
Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land.
Yes.
But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he has.
Now Satan's trying to call the shots. As I let you know, he's a bold creature. It's nothing for Satan to try to take the command or try to take the lead in a thing. Sometimes you'll be having conversations with people, you tell them, this is what you need to do. But then they come back and say, ah, la, 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 la. No, this is what you need to, I hear what you're saying, but da, la, 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 la. See, Satan wants to take the command. He wants to take the lead. He wants to be the driver. But you cannot let that devil do that. You need to know who you serve. You need to come right back and say, the Lord Jesus said this, and this is what I believe, right? This is what I believe, and you're not going to persuade me. Just because you're struggling in your faith doesn't mean I'm struggling in mine. Just because you're not convicted, I am convicted that Jesus is God, and what he says, he means, right? That's why you can't play with that devil. Because if you mess around with him, he'll start calling shots. He'll start giving directives. Huh? How do you know? Didn't he do it to Jesus? He's a bold creature. Verse number 11 is not a request. That's not a request. He's not asking Jesus for nothing. He's telling the Lord. That's how you can tell when the devil fills people up. Because they start demanding stuff from people in authority when you're not in a position to do that. You will never be in a position to demand anything of me. Y'all understand that word? Because I'm your pastor. But you let the devil get in your mind and say, Elder Scudder, go do this. Elder Scudder, you need to do that. Something's controlling your mind. You don't speak to people in authority like that. In all of my years, I can't talk to my mom and my dad like that. They're in a position of what? Authority. Even when I can buy my own, I still have to ask. Would you like this or would you like me to do that? Would you like this? Can I do this? Can I do that? Huh? Or you say, oh, this kind of, but you got your own. But it's the concept of respect and authority. Right. Satan don't want you to do what? Respect authority. Right. He wants you to develop the kind of attitude that you can't be told nothing to do. That's him. Satan thinks that way. How do you know it? He did it to Jesus. And if he did it to Jesus, he'll do it to you. And you need to recognize that spirit when it comes up. What does it say? Read a little bit more. I'm sorry.
And it says here,
but put forth your hand and touch him. All he has, and he will. See, he's bold. He will curse you. In other words, I'm going to make him do it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When the devil's attacking you, he's not playing. His desire, he has a mission. His mission is to get you to do something Jesus will be upset with. And he's not going to stop attacking you until you do that. But you have to just keep on doing it. Resist him. Resist him. Use the Lord's name. More the devil comes, say Jesus louder. You don't have to be ashamed. Say him louder. Cry out more. Jesus. Jesus. You be down on your knees praying for the Holy Ghost. If you want the Holy Ghost, cry out to the Lord. When the devil tries to tell you don't do, you call him more. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Why? Because you want to be saved, right? Devil start putting that, I don't feel like it, attitude. That's Satan. He's trying to call the shots. But you resist him, you call on the name. You call on the name more. Why? Because it's an authority in that name. It's not an authority in you. It's an authority in the name. You think you're doing it, but it's not you. It is the name. That's why Peter and John said that. Don't look at us as though we've done this thing. It was not our power. It was not our authority. It was the name of Jesus. There is no salvation in what? Any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we what? Y'all don't see the devil trying to throw these different gods in the earth right now? Weed, marijuana, heroin, alcohol, cigarettes, sex. All of these are gods. And they want you to do what? Bow down and serve them. But they have no authority. You're going to keep on calling on that God, and it's never going to be able to answer you. Just like it did in that fellow Elijah's day. Elijah said, you call on your God, but let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Huh? Cigarettes ain't never set your soul on fire. Liquor ain't never set your soul on fire. He said, but Elder Scott, I got a burning sensation in my... That's your body. Your soul don't feel nothing but the effects of sin. That's why you keep going back to the liquor and back to the liquor and back to the liquor. And all it's doing is eating you up, eating you up, eating you up. Huh? Same thing when you was out there sexing it up. Over and over again, looking, trying to find it, and it wasn't there. Huh? It wasn't there. You say, I ain't got no more energy. Well, I don't know what to tell you. The wage of sin is always death. Huh? Be burnt out and ran over. Then you want to come and say, somebody come love me. You done had a whole lot of love. It's time for you to sit down, servant, and be still, right? Be still. Because what you're looking for, it ain't there. The wage of sin is death. What you're looking for, it's not there. Sin can't give you life. Sin can't give you joy and peace. Only the Lord can do that. Did you finish reading all that?
And it says here,
and the Lord said unto Satan, behold,
all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself.
See how the Lord removed the hedge upon his stuff, from upon his house. But then the Lord moved the hedge in closer and said, you can't touch Job. Y'all notice that? See, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy what? See, the hedge moved. The hedge was first around all of his stuff, his house, and then Job. But the Lord says, I'll put all things in your power, except for who? Job. Now, let's see if you go down the rest of it in verse number 12. Look at the rest of 12.
Verse number 12 says, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
In other words, Satan didn't go on no vacation. After he received the okay, he immediately went down and began attacking. Verse number 13 all the way through 20 is Satan attacking. One after the other. One after the other. One. Now that's how you feel sometimes. And you be honest, you be feeling that the devil be attacking you like that. See, like saying one problem at the other problem, at the other problem. See, I just got over this, but you got to understand it's a process.
Right.
It's not coming to you unless that devil got the okay to do it.
Right.
But that's not an excuse for you to abandon the name of Jesus.
Right. Right.
We sing that song in the good times,
right,
in the bad, right, in everything. Give the King of Kings what? Can't let his attacks sidetrack you. You got to stay focused. You got to understand the process. And you say, well, certainly Satan was done. No. Chapter number 2 and verse number 1, Jesus opens the window again and says, look at the spirit world. Look at that unseen world. Huh? And see what happens in chapter number 2 and verse number 1. Keep going. See, I'm trying to tell you it happens all the time. Chapter 1 was one instance, but then chapter 2, the writer uses another word there. Another word, the first word in chapter number 2, lets you know this happens more than one time. It says again. In other words, it's coming back, right? Devil is not through. I resisted that devil. Lord gave me victory. You be shouting, amen. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so excited what the Lord has done for me. That devil saying, go right ahead because I'm coming right back. I'm coming right back. And this time I'm coming harder. I'm coming bolder. In other words, I'm sharpening my knife. But it was already sharp. I'm sharpening it more. Why? Because I'm not going to be satisfied till I kill you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Satan is not going to be satisfied until he kills you.
Right.
Kills, steals, and destroys. Your protection from the beginning was in Jesus. When the again happens, it's still going to be in Jesus. Okay? Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Read a little bit more, chapter 2.
It says, and again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Yeah, I wasn't even. Y'all realize it? I know this got to be for somebody because this wasn't even in my plans. I'm going to be talking about Jesus calling you out from the darkness.
Right.
Lord said, work on this with Job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the saints may be going through
mm-hmm.
and they need to understand the process.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You need to understand this. What's working with you? Stuff is working that you don't see. Stuff is all working, happening, that you and I can't do what? And when you see it, you thinking, oh, this is when it started. No. It didn't start when you see it. The start was in the planning. When you see it, you say, okay. And you got to go back to what Job. The devil went to Jesus. Ask for permission. And Jesus gave the green light. Jesus gave the green light to what? What do you see the devil doing? Okay. So this is what the Lord gave Satan the permission to do to who? Me. Huh? Because I'm the Lord's what? Servant. I mean, you can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Huh? You counted me what? Worthy. Huh? Because out of all the people in the earth, you told the devil it was okay for him to attack who?
Me.
But what does he expect me to do? He doesn't want my faith to fail. He wants me to continue on trusting him and believing in him and loving on him. Even in the midst of all of Satan's attacks. Read a little bit more.
And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down.
See, he ain't changed. He ain't changed. He's doing the same thing. Keep going.
And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth.
Yeah. Now, isn't that amazing? So, see how you want to be consistent with Jesus? So that every time the devil comes, you want the Lord to say the same thing about you. Huh? That's why when I look back over my life, when anniversary time come, and it'd be, you say, church been in existence for 32 years. Elder Scott been preaching for 27 years. Do y'all realize how many times Satan done went to the Lord about me? Trying to get me to falter. Trying to get me to fail. Trying to get me to give up. Trying to get me to just let go of Jesus. And every time an anniversary comes, Lord said, I've done kept you for 27 years. Huh? You ain't reached this mile marker by mistake. It is the grace and mercy of Jesus. His hand is on you, right? Huh? His hand is on you. None of you were here at year one. Huh? None of you were here year one. My wife wasn't even here year one. But the Lord has kept me all down through the years. Every year was a different challenge. The next year, you know, my marks are going to be May. But when June comes, it's going to be some more challenges. We don't know what we're going to face. We don't know what's coming our way. Only thing we can be confident in is that Jesus' name will give us the power to overcome. Jesus' name will not fail us. Therefore, we got to keep on preaching his name. We got to keep on saying his name. We got to keep on singing about his name. Others may try to come in here and say, y'all ain't got to do all that. We say, no. This has already been proven. Huh? This worked for 27 years. The Lord has been with us and made ways out of no ways. He's helped us all along the way. We got to be confident in that. We got to be assured in that. We keep reading more, leave more, a little more. I'm going to let y'all go. Yes. Well, what did the Lord say? Now, the Lord, isn't that amazing how the Lord can speak what the Lord say about you when that again happened? You want the Lord to say, this is what you're talking about when I still am holding on. Still, he's holding forth his integrity, right? Keep going.
Although thou movest me against him.
Yeah. Yes.
Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has, will he give for his life?
Yep.
Now put forth thine hand now.
See how the devil talk? Boldness. Put forth your hand now.
And touch his bone and his flesh.
Yeah.
And he will curse thee to thy face.
See, same objectives. Same objectives.
Right. He said, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life.
Ain't that something? That's why I tell y'all, all of your sicknesses is not going to be unto death. The Lord is the only one that can got the power to take your life.
Right.
Even though the devil wants to kill you, no one can take your life but Jesus.
Yeah.
He says, Jesus says, all souls are mine.
Right.
I've appointed your bounds.
Right.
The devil knows this.
Right.
Say, well, it's gotta, but the doctor said this. But what did Jesus say?
Right.
Jesus is the only one that appoints the bounds. Well, the doctor says, I only got X amount of days to live. Well, I'm going to tell you, just put your mind on the Lord Jesus. Forget about what the doctor says and put your mind on Jesus. But they say, I'm not going to make it to the end of the week. At least get to the end of the week with your mind on Jesus. Don't take your mind off of Jesus. But I can't talk. Think on his name. One thing the devil can't do, he can't get your mind unless you give it to him. He can't get your thoughts unless you give it to him. You choose this stuff. You feeling down and sad, it's a choice. All you got to do is put your mind on Jesus. Counterattack that stuff. The devil come, put your mind on the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. You don't desire for me to think this way, Jesus.
You've
been too good to me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Already proven yourself to be by my side.
Yes.
To have my best interests at heart.
Right.
To be concerned about my well-being.
Right.
Even when I wasn't concerned about my well-being, the Lord was concerned about my well-being.
Right.
Read a little bit more.
So when faithful, yeah. The presence of the Lord.
Yeah. And smoke Job. Isn't that something? That brother, I know he felt like he was dying. I know he felt like he was dying. When somebody got boils on them, that means their inner body is heated. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You know, I think Sister was talking about she got burnt. When she got burnt on the skin, her back, she had the blisters on her. Now, internal will do the same thing. Y'all realize sometimes people's fevers get so bad that their body starts to blister. You ain't had a sickness like that. Jesus, please protect me. I don't want the devil to attack me like that, Lord Jesus. But you best believe he did it to Job, he'll do it to you. Only reason it hasn't happened to you because the Lord got a hedge of protection around about you. And you better respect and honor that hedge. You better not go up to the devil and say, you come at me however you want to. You ain't strong enough for that devil. You're not strong enough for him. He will cut you down to nothing. Only reason you are where you are is because Jesus got that hedge around about you. That's why I said when you make it from point A to point B, you thank the Lord. I don't care if you say, oh, God, I'm saying the same thing every day. Say it. Every day the Lord is protecting me from danger seen and unseen. This, when you hear me get up here, I say, I thank the Lord for keeping us through the night from all the dangers, both seen and unseen. And so that's something to think about. You be laying in your bed asleep. You hearing gunshots outside and ain't none of them hitting you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The devil tried to make you be afraid. You be on your bed asleep. That's why we would have a nice sleep. Heard pop, 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 pop. I said, Jesus. Thank the Lord we went on right to sleep. Because I know all that's out there is death. As I'll be trying to tell my babies, come on in. Come on in. Don't be lingering out in them streets all noon tonight. He said, Daddy, I'm grown. I know you're grown, but I'm trying to tell you, ain't nothing out there but death. Nothing is out there but death. The world don't like you and the world don't want you. Jesus already told you that, didn't he? The world hates you, right? Nothing out there but death. Be wandering around in this wilderness. If you want to, you're going to lose your life. When you could be living, you'll be somewhere in a wheelchair with a feeding tube or something weird. All because you wouldn't do it Jesus' way. As my dad was talking about when we were there on Friday night. He said, Lisa, let me live out my life in a good position. You know, feeling if I'm going to go to the grave, let me go to the grave feeling good. I don't want to go there feeling bad. You know, all broken up and bent over. That's the truth, isn't it? Well, tell you, take care of your bodies. Take care of your bodies. You are going to die. Yes, you are. But still, take care of your bodies. Lord bless you to fall, to go to sleep and die. Amen. you die in the middle of your sleep. Amen. Huh? The Lord spare you from having to get hit in a terrible accident. You know, be all broken up and cut all up. And then you got to experience that pain. And then people pulling and yanking and trying to fix your back. Experiencing all of that. And then them telling you, you're not going to make it. Jesus. Huh? Please be merciful, Lord Jesus. That's why I'm telling you, respect the hedge. Respect the hedge. When the Lord got a hedge around you, respect it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't walk around the hedge. Stay where the Lord put you at. That's what I tell you. Don't nobody make you leave Jesus, but you leave yourself. When you start going places you should not go, you walking outside the hedge. You can't take the Lord's hedge around about you in a sinful place when the Lord told you don't go there. His hedge don't go with you over there. There's no condemnation to them that are what? In. Who walk not. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Lord's what? So you got to do your part to benefit from this hedge. I be hearing people, ain't got a mind to serve the Lord, be talking about how the Lord is protecting me. Not like you think he's protecting you. It is the Lord protecting you, but not like you think. You are at risk. What do you mean I'm at risk? The Lord is protecting you. You are at risk. Anything the devil is permitted to do to you, he can do it. Because you have no hedge around about you. Huh? Well, that's why I feel sorry for folks. Sometimes they be talking about this sickness happening. Yeah, I may be saying to myself, where is the hedge of the Lord at? Are you respecting the hedge of Jesus? I'm not saying you're not going to get sick, but you need to respect the hedge. Respect that hedge that the Lord put around about you. Walk upright before Jesus. When you find yourself going through stuff, you should get a little nervous. I get a little nervous. I said, Jesus, please. Don't let this be coming on me because of something that I did. If I'm suffering for righteousness' sake, amen. But if it's because of my own ignorant choice, Jesus, please change my mind. Because that means I'm going to just have to go through that thing. Huh? I'm going to have to go through it. Did you finish reading, baby? I done went over. But y'all, we ain't coming back tonight, so.
And it says, second
time. Yeah, he afflicted him from boils.
And yep. Ain't
that something? Now, have you ever done something like that? Mm-hmm. This brother scraped his skin. Keep going.
And it says, he sat down among the
ashes. Y'all know ashes is hot.
Yes, yes.
But he was trying to give relief to his body. That's why I tell y'all, we can complain about sick, but you, some of us, we don't really know sickness. We really don't know it. We dealing with some stuff, but it ain't like what we could be dealing with. It could be so much worse. Do y'all believe? I believe that. It could be so much worse than what it is. Read a little bit more.
And it says, then said his wife.
Now this is the doozy. Now you would think he's gone through enough. But then to have somebody that called themselves your helpmeet, your wife, your lover, huh? Your best friend, look at you and say, what?
Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity?
That's how you know it ain't nobody but the devil got in her. Because the only one wanted Job to curse the Lord was Satan. And notice what she said. That's why I'm trying to tell you, you be careful about your loved ones. Because the devil will jump in your closest one to you to try to get you to do what to Jesus? He said, oh, no, I'll never say that. Cursing don't come by what you say. Sometimes it comes by what you do or what you fail to do. So keep with these thoughts in your mind. I'm done. I'm going to try your patience no longer. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.